This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. We are discussing a topic related to World Mental Health Day. We're asking a question of whether or not mental health could be addressed better at your workplace. Quick response over on Insta Story. It says, yes, improving the environment from negative and degrading to positive and empowering is something that we could do with. Over to Twitter, Arv.
This comes from, that's my full name, who says, those who have problems are afraid to speak up because they'll be seen as lazy or incompetent. So there are people working late into the wee hours of the morning or on weekends just to get things done or prep for the week ahead. Someone will crack soon. About talking to colleagues, I have my support system, but on the other side are super high achievers who expect the rest of us to be just like them. Not everyone can be as fast or as smart. Everyone operates at different levels. They don't see that.
I've got one on WhatsApp, and I'm going to keep this anonymous. So this person says, mental health issues have been really personal for me. In my workplace, mental health was never addressed, mainly because my directors never see mental health as a real thing. I hope, and I really hope, that due to my personal experiences, I can improve that environment. Mental health, to me, is the most important health factor in workplace. And if we don't address it, work performance decrease and no one's happy.
We have to look after ourselves first. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Right. Final story of the day. Furry companion can help with that.
Mm-hmm. Talking dogs.
Talking dogs.
So, yeah,
squirrel.
This is a super long article on Wired, but it's very well written, so you have to go check it out. Definitely check it out on Wired itself. But condensing it, it's basically about the Georgia Institute of Technology and how they're working on these special vests that could help dogs, quote unquote, talk to people better. So imagine, like, you're in a park and then you see a dog running up to you, and then the dog says, hey, my owner needs your help, follow me. Wow. And the sound is coming out of this dog's jacket. So you follow the dog and it leads you to his human who's having a severe allergic reaction, and he needs medical assistance. If the dog didn't have the vest, you would think that the dog wanted to play or you would just pet the dog. But because it could communicate with you, it's able to lead you to his human, and then you can call the ambulance or get the necessary help for the dog's human who is having the reaction. So these are the kind of scenarios that the vest is meant for. It's especially for service dogs and companion dogs that need to alert the person they are caring for or people around when there's a medical emergency. And this whole project is a part of the Animal Computer Interaction Lab and is something called the FIDO project. So it's very cute, but it's also, the things that they're doing are super interesting, and the uses that they found for the vest itself, and they've listed a few. One, a seizure alert dog could tell her person to find a safe place before a seizure by pulling on the tab, and then she could call for help by nosing another tab. So first you get your person to safety, and then you hit something else on the vest that immediately calls for help. Right. To someone who's on the other end of the vest. A diabetic alert dog could tell their owners when they smell or sense blood sugar spiking or dropping. The vest could even work for army working dogs and police dogs, like for bomb squad dogs. The dog could say what kind of bomb it is. Is it an unstable type like a TATP or something more stable like a C4? So even, you know, basic things like this, the person who can't see the bomb wouldn't know, but the dog, because of the sense of smell, high sense of smell, would be able to tell if his human should be more careful around the device itself. And since we're talking about mental health, the team wants to pair dogs with vests and children with autism. So if dog senses an impending meltdown, he could nuzzle into the child and use his usual body language to help them calm down. And with the talking vest, he could also gently ask the child to pet him, like, you know, could you please pet me now? And when it distracts the person from having that meltdown and they are sort of focusing on the dog itself, that helps with the overall situation. And meanwhile, the dog could call for the person's guardian or the person's parent, the child's caretaker, someone to get to the scene ASAP, so that if the meltdown is going to happen, they can be around to take care of the child.
This is a brilliant idea. How far away from implementation is this?
The vest is working. So the vest is in completely, it's in working mode. It just hasn't found its practical uses yet. Because one, they're saying that the vest cannot go through airports. So that's a big issue because it looks dangerous. So they have to disguise it in a way where it looks safe, it looks appealing. The other big problem they're having is that sometimes the dogs hit the buttons when they are grooming themselves, when they are trying to play, you know, when they're reaching around, when they hit other things that are beside them, something hits the button and then it's a false alarm. Mm. So they're trying to make the dog understand what the vest means. So there's one situation where one scenario where the dog was supposed to help someone who's fallen to the ground. They say help, and the dog is supposed to go to them and try to alert other people around for help. If there's no one around, the dog is supposed to go to an LED screen, an LCD screen, where like a big number pad pops up and they should dial 911. And once they do that, then the ambulance gets to the site. So there's like a mode of, they're trying to train the dog to understand sequence. So this is what you do first. If someone doesn't show up, this is what you do second. And very quickly, if those two things fail, this is what you do third. Another problem they had was slobber, because it gets all over the LED screens and stuff, and then the touchscreen doesn't work. But they've also tweaked with that, and now slobber isn't an issue anymore because it's become hypersensitive to the dog's nose. But just a couple of things like that. And they say that it will change the way dogs communicate with humans, especially service dogs, especially if this goes to market.
Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the idea of this.
Yeah, especially with the mental health stuff, yeah. Especially if they could help. Because we've seen we've seen videos, we've seen studies where patients with even things like anxiety and more serious things with like dementia, Alzheimer's, they respond positively to animals, and they're able to have some sort of reaction to the animals around them. So if this goes mainstream, why not?
Just as Arif is talking about dogs and stuff, I'm sharing on my social media pictures of dogs, just because it makes me happy, puts a smile on your face, and it'll be so wonderful when this innovation actually comes to life, because I think we've been longing for something like this, right? Because it clearly saves lives, literally saves lives, but also it helps people as well, right? Also, I think I'm not quite sure what the Twitter handle is, but if you go on Twitter and if you search for Dog Speaks, you can find actually parody accounts of people who create what a dog would say to a human or to its owner, and it's hilarious. It's things that would make you laugh, and it's just something that I guess during today World Mental Health Day, when your lunchtime is coming up soon, it's something that you can laugh about.
A bit of fun, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning into today's show. It is World Mental Health Day, of course. If you need any help, don't forget to reach out. You can contact any one of us. You see our Twitter handles are already on Twitter there if you need to speak to us anonymously. If you want to DM us, do whatever you need to do. We're not experts, but we do have ears and we're willing to talk. Other than that, look after yourselves. And of course, throughout the day, there'll be plenty more on this topic. It's going to be happening all the way throughout the day. If you need to get in touch with anybody here at the BFM offices, the WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899. Of course, the topic of discussion today was whether or not mental health could be addressed better at your workplace. That's what we started off with. That's what we've been discussing. We then moved on to...
We talked about how artificial intelligence could be a window to our mental health.
Then we finished with talking dogs or talking dog vests that could better help people in need.
Fantastic. We wrapped up, of course. Now, if you want to stick around, there is the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Tan Sri Raisyatim, who's held the portfolios of Foreign Affairs and Communications Minister and is now the Negeri Sembilan State Chairman for Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia. They spoke about PH's prospect for maintaining its seat of power come G15 and the relationships between various parties within the coalition. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong. Christine, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.